The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
The farewell voyage of one fast talking Rob. Rob Brenton.
Last chumps.
What did you say? A bunch of Rob, Rob Gronkowski, Rob Nin.
Oh.
Everything Rob today?
That would have meant like I'd made an effort. That would have meant that I did anything more than unpack my bag, pick up dinner, and turn on soccer last night before falling asleep midway through the second half of the Atlanta and whatever that Costa Rican team was that was playing in the CONCACAF. And that didn't occur, Pete.
No effort was made.
Right. So,
good show this week down in
Thank you, Pete.
The Big A. Yeah.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, sounded good.
Oh, what was the Big A? But oh, Arizona. Okay.
Anaheim.
Arizona. Okay, yeah. I got it.
Best of the program on Radio or on Radio Pro at spring training. I'm sold from Super Bowl. Tomorrow noon to 3 on WHB.
Noon to 3.
You'll get to hear Dayton Moore. Get to hear Ned Yost again.
Yeah, could you interview a little better? Those interviews just stunk out.
Well, the weather. I blame the weather.
What it was?
I was cold.
No, good job on those guys. Guys sounded like it's nice to, sound like they respect you.
I appreciate that, Pete. Thank you.
It was just a damn good show all week.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Certainly strive to. I think it's important to have the respect of the people.
Well, guys sounded normal. I mean, they sound like really good guys, all of them.
You know, that's one of our buddy Jim, who's a huge baseball fan, texted me that, and he said, this is going to be a really easy team to root for.
Because
every guy you talk to seems like a great guy. Yeah. And I can tell you there wasn't a jerk amongst
the
bunch.
It's going to be a team that is, you say, hey, man, I can give these guys a little investment here.
And that's a testament to Dayton Moore.
Yeah.
And that's something that he just talked about a couple hours ago. And, of course, you can catch our interviews at 810WHB.com on the podcast. But, he goes out of his way, and he said, listen, character is an important trait towards being a good ball player. He said caring about your teammates, caring about the people around you is what creates chemistry and teamwork, and that's an important part of the equation. But I pressed him on the fact, I said, listen, there's some people that are worried that you'll take a good guy and leave great talent on the board. And he said, no, listen, we talent is always number one. And we think we've got, and I thought this is an important point, but he just kind of went by it really fast. We've got the chemistry here that we can assimilate them in. Like, if we take a guy who's kind of a jerk, he'll learn to not be a jerk here.
Yeah.
So I do think, character is a big one for him. So it's good. And I think it shows in the guys that we were interviewing. So,
playing professional sports at that level, a lot of guys, there are a lot of jerks. And maybe you look at it and go, what would I do in that respect? What if I was?
Oh, you'd be an AH.
A
complete a-hole.
No, yeah, I'd be the worst.
I
wouldn't be an interview because they wouldn't trust me, just like you guys don't. But it's pretty heady
jerk?
Stuff to be at the top of your profession.
If they were a great athlete, who'd be a real jerk? Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I figure it just magnifies
your
normal
traits.
Hey,
man, you got a few minutes to, get out of my locker room, out of my clubhouse. March, young man.
Oh, I was shooed away like a flea once.
Yeah,
fly. Literally got the wave of the hand like this.
Oh, you mean this last trip?
No, not this last trip.
Oh, okay.
But and I will go nowhere towards naming who, what, or when.
Booney Day?
He was an arrogant ass
way back in the day.
But he was just like, who's this nitwit 22-year-old or 21, whatever I was at the time, sitting in my office? Like, that was, But I was at least in his office. I'll give him that,
You remember the time that Roy Williams hung up on me?
Yes.
And I was congratulating the guy. I said, right now, Roy, not counting the four-corner offense, you're a better coach than Dean Smith ever thought about being. Click.
Yeah.
Was it?
It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
It's part of the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing ever bothered me about getting hung up.
John Schurholz hung
jock.
Up on me.
Huh?
John Schurholz hung up on me.
Schurholz
there for that.
Yeah. As I was asking him about John Rocker, which was
he wouldn't
the
hung up on me.
Story.
I knew too much about Schurholz. He never would have hung up on me.
Oh, I've got some. I got some guys that maybe work behind the scenes around John Schurholz, but I don't have anything damning. But some things I'm sure he'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. But
Danny Noonan told us right out, yeah, I do steroids.
Oh, God. Remember that day?
Yes, I do.
Didn't see that one coming that day. Holy cow.
Yeah, right. Anyway, good show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Petro Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob for his final appearance. Peter Yatinik, Jed Marshall will be taking his place.
Going to miss Rob. Rob has
really
done
I'm not.
One. Rob's done a hell of a job.
Not me.
That's it. Now you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. Jed's really good.
Jed is really good.
So we're in great hands with Jed, so I don't really know what we're waiting on.
Well,
I would have fired him the day he told the company he was going to be on the way out.
Yeah. Well, probably you should have.
Let's just get to it. Yeah. I mean, why are we spinning our wheels here with this guy?
Then they had to pay me severance, dog. Trust me, I tried. Walked in like, hey, guys, I'm leaving. Threw a rock through a window. Did the DX chop. They recognized the game.
Severance has to be without cause. So the rock through the window, you might be getting a bill for.
That's just how we get funny. Down around here.
It's just like when I was working up at KU, I've told this story before. I'll make it brief. But I went and Jay Simon was the sports information director. I went and said, he looked at me. He said, not counting today, how long have you been with us? I said, okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good times. Good
Not
times.
Not counting the day. How long have you been with us?
No, we love Rob. We're going to miss
him. Rob's been a hell of a job.
Final journey through the Stump the Chumps. We expect
a young
call.
Man, he'll...
We expect a call from down in Oklahoma from Rob, you know. We call Chumps sometime.
Will he be back? That's what I want to know.
What's our date?
What's the spread on this?
So August 22 or under... Drake wins
I don't like
money.
How quick Drake had that date, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
August 22 or under if he's back.
Rob's made a lot of friends in this town. He might miss them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Drake Kansas City's a tough place to miss.
I laid 3-1 that Rob would make it to August 23rd.
23rd.
Before he came back. And I want Rob to find happiness. 21st,
you'll be down there with a gun.
Listen, I want Rob to find happiness wherever he finds it, whether that is in Oklahoma or that is in Kansas City.
As long as it's.
But it ain't in Kansas City till 8:23. 23,
exactly.
Because I laid 3-1 that you'd make it to 8:23. So you get your ass down there and you make it work.
Until the 23rd, yeah. At least.
That's yeah. Right. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes. Yep. Let's get tough today. We've been too easy
ready?
Lately. Yeah.
You think so? Yeah. Okay. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we're playing for. Best Cajun food in town in Independence, out by the racetrack, and the original 39th and State Line. We'll give you... Great Cajun food from Jazz. If you can stump the chumps, Dan leads us off today. You're in the program, Dan, stump the chumps. That's not going to get it done, Dan.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, go for it, buddy. What do you got?
Okay, guys, I got an old AFL question for you.
Super.
In the 10-year history of the AFL, there was 19 players that started out with the league – mm-hmm. and played all 10 years and finished up with the league.
Right.
Of those 19 players, there's four that played for the Texans Chiefs franchise. I'm going to give you the most obvious one. It'd be Johnny Robinson.
Okay.
Name the other three.
So the other three played at one point, not necessarily, all for the Texans.
Johnny Robinson played all 10 years. Yeah, the other three just that. Played partial part of that time.
Okay.
Was Paul Lowe one? We're musing right now. Paul Lowe.
Did he come through here?
Was the all-time leading. Yeah, he played for the Chiefs at one time.
Okay,
the
so we're going to start with Paul Lowe.
Paul Lowe is correct.
Did Clem Daniels, did he play 10 years? Curtis?
My guess was going to be E.J. Hollow, but no.
EJ came in 61.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait a minute. 61, I believe.
Okay.
Clem Daniels.
This is all on you, Captain.
Well, yeah, really.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
If you, if it don't involve like Doug Flutie and the Orlando Renegades.
Paul Rochester? I don't. So you and Clem Daniels.
We'll try Clem Daniels next.
No, Clem Daniels is incorrect.
Okay.
Then Paul Rochester, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, Paul Rochester is one.
Wow.
He played with the Texans from 60 to 60.
Right, I know that. I know that, Rand McNally.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Did you let him finish?
No, I know it, but I mean, I know that. We know that.
Damn.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm pissed about not getting this question. You have a good question. Yeah. My apologies. Okay. I didn't mean to be rude.
You guys know the other one?
No, who is it?
Give me initials.
If we knew the other one, we would have answered
what's the
it.
Initials?
You'd be off the radio now.
Give me initials.
I'll give you a clue. He was a quarterback.
That's... wasn't Jackie Lee?
It was Jackie Lee.
Okay, I didn't mean to be rude to you, by the way. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
That's fine.
Jackie Lee, Paul Rochester.
We expect a certain level of crustiness.
All right, if you're going to go old school like that, then I'll ask you this. Who's the only Chiefs quarterback to start a game and have no wins and no losses?
Oh, I think I've heard you guys ask this before.
I don't think so.
I've never heard this question. I can't wait to hear the answer.
Good, because I have a little spreadsheet that I try to save the questions that I don't just come up with off the top of my head, and I write down when I asked it last, and I did not have a date next to this.
Okay, now repeat that one more time.
Okay, the only Chiefs quarterback to have started a game and not have a win or a loss. So he started the game and he didn't win or lose. So what'd he do? What'd they do in that game? They didn't win. They didn't lose.
They had to tie.
They tied. So he's the only quarterback that ever started a game for the Chiefs, and he's 0-0-1 as a starter.
Well, the only thing that I can think of would be Tom Flores.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
Don't hang up yet. Could I give this gentleman
Jazz
out of my stash?
Yes.
Because I was rude to him, and I apologize for that. It was a good question.
Do you remember? Do you remember Eddie Wilson?
You weren't rude to me.
No, yes, but that was a good question you had, and I should have gotten
right.
It. But I'm giving you dinner for two at James.
You're a good man, Pete, and we'll get him on.
Okay,
Eddie
good.
Wilson. Do you remember Eddie Wilson?
Oh, Eddie Wilson? Sure.
I don't.
Baylor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're insane. You knew where he went to school?
Uh-huh.
Guys, 0-0-1 in Chiefs history.
Yeah, I didn't know that. No, that's a good question.
There you go. So up yours. I knew that, and you didn't.
What's that mean? What's that mean that you just did?
You're number one.
Okay, there we go.
Just want to make sure. Brian. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Brian.
How's it going, Chumps?
Good, buddy. What do you got for us?
All right. The University of Delaware with Joe Flacco is one of four current NCAA Division I AA schools to have produced a Super Bowl-winning starting quarterback. Name the other three schools.
All right. Is Eastern Illinois, isn't that where somebody went, or is that where all the coaches
went? That's where Romo went.
Romo went there.
No Super Bowl there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One AA's.
Where did Kurt Super Bowl Warner. Winning quarterback?
Northern Iowa's 1AA. So we'll go Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner, yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, that's one.
Okay.
Winning
Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, and I asked.
And he said starter, right? So Carson Wentz, who won a Super Bowl but didn't start, doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Okay. Doesn't count, okay. Because, you know, you'd think I should have, because up until the last two or three years, I had a mini helmet with an autograph of every winning quarterback. Because I like me some
the early
Super
ones,
Bowl
no.
quarterbacks.
None of them on the early ones.
No, they're all
Purdue.
Louisiana Tech, Bradshaw.
Oh, Bradshaw.
Was Louisiana Tech
was
1AA.
Yeah.
Or they,
is it 1AA now or 1AA when they played?
Now, current.
Current, so they're D1 now.
What about what about Doug Williams?
Oh, yeah, Grambling. Okay. Doug Williams.
That's two.
One more. Who are we forgetting? Should just jump off the page at us, shouldn't it?
Phil Sims, where did he go?
Kutztown Sims. State.
Or not
Kutztown.
Morgan State.
Morgan State.
Was it not
Morgan State?
Moorhead State.
Moorhead State. And Phil Sims.
Oh, man, you guys nailed it.
You're a good man. Thank you. That's
Took
a great question.
A
I'm going to give you jazz anyway.
Question. Yeah.
That question was phenomenal.
Two really good questions.
I love that
row
question.
Right.
That's
that
a really good question.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to write it down and ask it to somebody else later.
You're pissed you didn't get it?
I am.
Because we had to think about it.
Rude,
and we got
like
it.
I was?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, T-Box, you're on the program. Stump the Chumps, Box.
Hey, guys. Sad day for the program. I was hoping you were joking at the start. But
no, we're not. Rob's leaving it. It is a sad day for the program. It'll be a whole new show. We're going to cut that back to an hour with the loss of Rob. Hopefully, Jed will build us back up to four on down the road. But but it's a great day for Rob because Rob's moving on to the next chapter of his life. So we will miss
Absolutely.
Him. His parents are here.
I saw your first chapter.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
His parents are here in Kansas City, so I'm quite often he'll stop by for some free food every now and then.
Well, I look forward to hearing his voice sometime in the future.
Agreed.
So, in honor of him, I'm going to ask an NBA question today. Harden's on his incredible run of 30-point games. At one point in time this season, he was averaging 40 games or 40 points per game for like 20 games. Will Chamberlain averaged 40 points per game for 515 games. Can you name the other three guys that have averaged more than Harden?
Yeah, we saw that list, too, and we've forgotten it already.
40 a game longer than Harden.
Right.
Elgin Baylor, I want to say, is one, isn't
yeah.
he? I think we're going to start with Elgin Baylor.
Yeah, he's number two with 33 behind okay. Wilt.
And then there's
Rick
one
Barry
in between.
Wasn't in there, was he?
I don't think so. Okay. That's a good guess, but and there's one in between Baylor and Harden?
No, there's two more.
Wilkins?
Oh, two more.
Was it
Dominique?
Kobe, Wilkins. Was it?
What, Jordan, was
he
it?
He did have that long Jordan. Stretch. Jordan, Kobe.
87, maybe.
Rick Barry's yeah. not bad.
Jordan and Kobe.
No, but Jordan averaged 37 for the 87 season. I think there might be a 25-game stretch when
you
had 40
think,
games.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Almost have, mathematically, you're the mathematician. You almost have to do that.
Going right by the Irish. George Gervin. I know Bernard King had some sick stretch once with the Knicks.
Dr. J.
What about know? Iverson? He shot the ball enough.
Yeah. Let's.
I think of the points list. Lou Alcindor / Abdul Jabbar is high on the scoring list. You figure to accumulate points, you got to have a good run.
I like the at 37.1 a game. Jordan had to have done that, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna try Michael Jordan because we'll hate ourselves if that's one of them. We don't ask it.
Well, you won't hate yourself, but he was not one of them. You did say the other two guys.
Kobe.
Both played in California.
Kobe and Barry, I guess.
Shaq.
Oh, he said Barry. He
Barry. Kobe and Rick Barry?
Kobe and Rick Barry. Kobe was 23
nice.
And Rick Barry was 22.
I'm sorry, Pete. I waved you off on that one.
Born on this date, the highest scoring set of twins in NBA history. Last name?
One of them player?
I think so. They scored 30,000 points.
Well, it's not the Morris twins.
Uh-uh.
Nope, not yet anyway.
One of them player?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Was it the
one of them played here?
Funnier if I can remember the names of those twins in Missouri.
Simeon and Sammy Haley.
Yeah, the Haley twins. Oh.
It's a lob, but I'll throw out the Van Arsdale.
You got it, Dick and Tom Van Arsdale.
Yeah. Well done, T.
No, I gave it to him.
Haley. I mean,
how'd you give it to him?
I said, did they play here?
I don't care. That's still awesome.
Oh yeah.
Boy, you're just not going to give anybody any credit, are you?
Doubt it. Doubt it very seriously. Except for the guy that called in and asked the AFL question.
We'll take a break, come back. It's your chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz. All you got to do is stump the chumps here on Stump the Chump Friday. All right, the biggest story of the day is Bob Kraft being charged with misdemeanor soliciting of prostitution down in Jupiter, Florida. He has categorically denied that he engaged in any illegal activity. This through a spokesperson with the New England Patriots. However, reports coming out now that this was not his only visit to said Orchids of Asia.
Yeah.
Was the name of the
Orchids of Asia.
Yes.
Deflating.
Yeah. The Bob Kraft part is ha-ha, tee-hee, funny. The human trafficking part of it. Is unbelievable to see what was going on. Martin County Sheriff said the women involved with the trafficking were given no days off, and they averaged 1,500 men per year.
Jeez. That's just over four a day if they worked every day. That's
Wilt would have gone crazy there.
Unbelievable.
That would have been,
that's terrible.
Unbelievable. And it's part of an eight-month investigation. So we'll see where it goes from now, but it's the biggest story. I think this is of note. Roger Goodell in 2014, when he suspended Jim Irsay, I have stated on numerous occasions that owners, management, personnel, and coaches must be held to a higher standard than players. Irsay received a 6-game suspension and was fined $500,000. So what's Bob Kraft going to get? This will be interesting to see. White Sox have signed Irvin Santana. He's now on to, I don't know, how many teams
he played for?
Tons.
Jeez.
Tons.
Last old friend alert.
Yeah. Let's see. Texas suspends guard Kerwin Roach indefinitely, suspended for a violation of team rules, his second such offense. K-State's going to wear the lavender uniforms, we reiterate. That had been out there before. You don't like the lavender? You like the lavender?
I like K-State when they had their block letters or block numbers. Just on solid purple.
It doesn't quite look right in the current way they do it. There's, I don't know why.
I like their block numbers. Too much difference in the colors. I thought that was really a good look when Boozer and those guys were there.
I don't like the purple shorts and lavender tops. Like, go all lavender.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, or go all purple.
What they had was lavender or purple, but it looks better on when you look at the old ones. Like, the difference in the shade wasn't as great on the old ones. It's just too much contrast now. It looks like a weird, like, NBA D League, or it looks like some weird. It doesn't look like a college uniform. I'm not a fan of it.
Did you like?
They like it.
Well, who liked the different color shorts from Jersey? Like, what was going on last night with the?
Oh, the new kit. Oh,
yeah.
I love the top. The shorts being gray just infuriates me.
Yes. That was on Sporting. I was like,
I've still got my freshman jersey.
Do they know you have your freshman jersey?
No, I took it. I've sconded with it.
I have no doubt. And the Steelers say three different teams have reached out to pursue Le'Veon Bell in a trade.
Is Brown going to stay then, you think? He had a buddy-buddy meeting last week.
Yeah,
supposedly.
But they say they all agreed he's going to part ways. No, I think he'll be gone. And I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Not for the price. And he wants guaranteed money on top of it. These guys are going to find out, man. You take the social media and beat up the organization, there's not a big market for you. Somebody will pop for him. Somebody will do it. But it's not going to
He's
going to
want,
get,
what, four?
He thinks he's
going to
get
he's gonna be,
40 or 50 or 60 million guaranteed more.
Yeah.
They're not at 30 years old. They're not going to
be 35 by the time that contract's over.
You're going to find out that if you're – and this is a lesson to Tyreek Hill. If you're chugging along and performing at a high level, you might want to stay where you're comfortable.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, you might want to stay where you're comfortable. 913-3810-810. It is a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food at Jazz. A Louisiana kitchen is what we are playing for, and Howard is next. You're in the program, Howard. Stump the Chumps, buddy.
Okay. NBA, what players played the most career games without a single playoff appearance?
Anyone who played for the Kansas City Kings. No, they actually went to the playoffs. Most games without. I think I've seen this.
Yeah,
I have too.
Recent, isn't it?
It's fairly recent.
Didn't somebody?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fairly recent.
Or somebody recently was coming up on whoever it was.
Yeah, it's been in the news in the last couple of years, I think.
Okay. Yeah, last couple of years. Not like this week or anything, but last couple of years. God, who just toiled along on a turd?
Was it one of the Arsdales? I think it was one of the Van Arsdales.
Tom, Dick Van Arsdale?
I think that
Tom played in one. Dick Van Arsdale, you think?
I bet it was. You say Tom did play in one?
I think Tom did.
So Dick Van Arsdale?
I think so.
All right, we'll try Dick Van Arsdale.
Tom Van Arsdale.
Oh!
I'm sorry, guys.
What do you mean you're sorry? That's unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
I'm sorry, man.
Wow. All right, I got a
Tom,
NBA
Dick,
one.
Or Harry. I should have said Harry Van Arsdale.
Right. NBA one that kind of pertains locally. LeBron and Dwayne Wade were just playing in the All-Star game this past weekend. Tell me, in four. In the 2003 draft, who was the highest drafted Kansas player in that draft? That same draft, obviously, which had Carmelo Anthony and Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron was number one. Who's the highest drafted?
Let's see, 2004?
2003.
Oh, 2003, so 13.
He went number seven.
Nick Collison? I don't know.
Oh, he went a little bit later. Kirk Heinrich.
Oh, I was going to say that. Okay.
Heinrich, you were in the ballpark, my friend. In the ballpark. Kirk Heinrich.
The glory days of Syracuse.
Yeah, I remember that draft pretty well. I
feel kind of bad for the coach now, too. That was
so
terrible.
Does Darko.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, it was
that
terrible.
Was awful.
I feel bad for him.
913-3810-810. Let's go to Gavin. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Gavin.
Once again, a great week to shows, even though you're on the road.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, buddy. What do you got for us today?
Great guests, you guys. You guys are tops.
Thank you.
All right. Who's the last NFL triple play crown winner?
What?
What?
Baseball, the last NL triple play crown.
NL, it's important to keep the F out of there because the last NFL triple crown was
You're
all right, brother. You're all right.
Was it Midwick?
I think it was.
Ever think I'm all right.
Mickey Midwick?
But who's the last National League?
The these two didn't hear at all. Jed and I enjoyed that comment, by the way, Kevin.
Medwick 137. Okay.
Yeah, we're actually trying to
get Curtis.
Kevin may have had the line of the day.
Oh, he did.
And you guys just totally missed it.
He had about three of them mixed in there, too. That was why I was
trying
to push.
I'm not used to Kevin saying entertaining stuff.
Kevin, you're. all right. I think it's Medwick.
Medwick?
Because it had been forever since someone did it in the NL, right?
Yeah.
We're going to say Medwick.
You guys are amazing. And I enjoy every Friday. And let me give a talk out to Fast Talking Rob.
Yep.
And say that I'll miss him and I hope he enjoys down in Sooner Land down there.
Yeah, he will be. He will be. Although in his house, he better call it Cowboy Land. just so you know, Kevin.
He better not wear red.
He better not. He better not. I will tell you that. Better be a lot of orange and black. Kevin, you're the man, buddy. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
All right. Those kind wishes.
Be wearing
man, Kevin.
Crimson and cream on the couch.
We will take a break. Come back for the final segment of Fast Talking Rob's life. I mean, I don't know.
Whoa. I feel like this is a bigger story about my life. Concern just swept over my face.
I just don't know that you're going to have another segment, so this will be the last one of your life, you know, right?
Maybe.
Phrasing scared me. We're going to the same location after this, so that's very scary.
The death of Rob Brenton next.
I didn't say death. I just said the final
segment of
his life.
The radio death of Rob Brenton.
Henry Miller.
If you guys take that and run with it, that's your problem, not mine, man. That is your fault, not mine. It's coming up next here in the program. All right, final segment of Rob Brenton's life begins right now.
The career is a word would work, but go ahead, life's fine.
Career, life, one and the same, really, isn't it? I mean, near as I can tell.
What is a segment?
Yeah. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we're playing for. Stump the Chumps. All you got to do is stump the chumps, and you get dinner for two at Jazz. Petros, Seabolt, Rob, Jed, Peter Yates, Enoch, Shane has happened in. Gary, he's no help. He's wandering around.
You know, I don't like the fact Vic got elected to office now. I don't ever see him anymore. He's working all the time down in Jeff City.
Well, it's about time. Vic,
well, that's
the
true.
Proprietor
damn
of Jazz.
It, I mean, one of my very best friends, and I never see him anymore.
He's gone.
He's working. Leaving, it's like Rob. He just left.
He's leaving you in the dust.
Yeah, well,
he's
that's
leaving
true.
You in the
well,
dust.
That's, good.
That's what he's happening. 913-810-810, the phone number. We go next to Dick. He's waiting patiently. Dick, stump the chumps.
Hello, chumps.
Hello, yo, Dick. How are you, buddy?
All right. Tell me the only two pitchers to win each of the three major awards in their career. Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP.
One of them just died, Don Newcomb.
Yes.
Ooh.
Justin Verlander? He won Rookie of the Year?
Did he win MVP?
Well, in 2012, he won both.
Really?
Or 2011. One of those years he had a monster. He won both.
Did Eckersley win Rookie of the Year?
I'm
just trying to
think
of the pitchers that have won MVP is a small list.
Yeah.
Willie Hernandez, I assume, did not.
Right. Vita Blue did.
Vita Blue did. Did he win Rookie of the
Year?
I don't think so.
Might have.
He's pretty good when he's a rook.
Yeah.
Verlander's only – I thought Verlander won Rookie of the Year.
All right, we're going to try Justin Verlander.
That's him. 2005, then 11, he won the Cy Young and MVP.
Wow, great question, Dick. Thank you very much. I appreciate
question.
It, buddy. Very timely as well.
I'm walking a tightrope now.
You
hey, that's a great
fire.
Question.
You are on the
phone.
Fire.
Tightrope.
913-810-810. Robbie, you're in the program. Stump the chumps, Robbie.
Hey, love the show, guys. Listen every week, even if I can't get a chance to call in. Just a shout out to Rob. Definitely gonna miss. You've left your mark on the program, so definitely gonna miss you. MLB question: name last year there were three players, MLB players that hit 20 or more home runs and stole 30 or more bases. Can you name those three players?
Last year, 20 and 30.
Yep, 20 home runs more, or 20 or more, and then 30 or more. Stolen bases.
Well, Witt didn't get there.
Mm-mm.
this year, the last year. He didn't get there.
Close, but not quite.
No, he wasn't close.
I thought he had 18. But that he had 12. He had.
That was 2 years ago.
Okay. 2 years ago, I thought he did get to 20, though, didn't he? Or no?
I thought he was 18.
He only had 18 or 19? 20 and 30. God.
What about Francisco Lindor as a starter?
Yeah, I like that. We'll start with Lindor.
No.
Awesome.
Not.
God, Jed, you suck. You're fired.
All right, guys. I'm heading out. Rob's staying.
Next man up. Shane, grab
Rob's,
a mic.
Rob's decided to stay.
Who was it?
It's Mookie Betts, Starling Marte.
Yeah, I had him on my team.
The Indians third baseman, Jose.
Jose Ramirez, yes.
Yeah, Ramirez. Jose Ramirez.
All right, Pete, what do you
got? Who was the last pitcher to win 20 games and hit 7 home runs in a season?
Oh, mercy.
20 games and hit 7 home runs in a season. Last pitcher.
That's the kind of stuff you win an MVP for.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is.
How about Don Newcomb?
How about Don Newcomb? Yes.
I'm well so done, glad he came.
Very good.
I'm
very
so glad
good.
He sussed that out. That
one Robbie, good job.
What a great pitch. One of my all-time favorites.
Pete loves him.
I love
Don
the
Newcomb.
Guy. That is. Well, nothing like 1955, a 9-year-old kid opening that pack of bubble gum, and there it is. Don Newcomb right there squared. I just loved him.
Don Newcomb was one great pitcher.
Yes, he was.
913-3810-810. Darren, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Darren.
Yeah, tell me what Chiefs player has the most playoff starts.
What Chiefs player has the most what?
Playoff starts.
Oh, playoff starts.
Somebody
Houston?
In the
Houston? Colquitt.
Colquitt.
Does punter count as a starter?
No, I wasn't thinking of that way,
okay.
No.
Okay. Maybe there's somebody who has more than Colquitt anyway.
Shields?
No, he's not. You mean current Chiefs player, right?
No.
Oh. Oh, so most playoff starts for a Chief?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be the Marty era, doesn't it?
I would think.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, so.
I made Grunhardt start.
All of them during the Marty era.
That's pretty good.
And Shields wasn't there for the first one, right?
He wasn't there for the first four.
So.
Grunhardt was 11.
How many did Lenny have?
Not that many.
Well, because
he didn't play as many games. Yeah, Lenny would have been 62, 66.
Yeah, they were.
It's got to be Grunny, right? If it's Grunny and we don't guess Grunny,
I think it's
you guys are going to hear grief on Monday.
Grunny's 2-90, 1-91, 92, 93,
7,
94, 95, 97.
Lenny just didn't have that many, Saran.
There's 10.
All right, we're going to go Tim Grunhardt.
You guys got it. That's correct.
Yeah, you get jazzed just for making Grunny look good. Because that ain't easy, Darren. That ain't easy, and you just did it, my friend. Nice job. 913-3810-810. Chris, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Chris.
Can you name the first Major League Baseball player to have 500 hits with 4 different teams?
If I wanted
Rusty Staub?
Yep, good job.
Oh, nice. Wow, damn.
Knocking him
down. I actually did know that one.
Yeah, you did. Well, we had that 500 hits times. That's why I rushed the answer. Because I knew you guys had it.
Wraith beating us to it. The Grand Orange. Mo. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps. Mo.
Hey, today's the 39th anniversary of Miracle on Ice. Can you tell me the Royals, can't say Royals connection with that team?
1980. This is what, January, February of 80.
Herb Fleming.
February of 80.
Herb Brooks. Herbert Brooks.
Is it Ken Morrow?
Could be Ken Morrow.
Because Ken Morrow's here in town somehow.
Like
Ken Morrow to the Royals, though. You said the Royals specifically, right?
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals.
Was Morrow throw out a first pitch here or something maybe once?
Oh,
what else? Ken Morrow lives here in town.
Someone on the broadcast also broadcast Royals games?
I don't know. Denny loves him.
Didn't
so
Al funny. Michaels call the Miracle on Ice? Yeah. And wouldn't he have been doing baseball then in 85?
He called 80 World Series?
No, he called the 80 playoffs.
Okay. Al Michaels called the Miracle on Ice and the 80 playoffs with the Royals.
No, it was more current. Chris Young, our pitcher, was married to Craig Patrick's sister.
That's
who is our pitcher, Chris Young?
6'10", tall.
Well, pitcher. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Hates Nate.
That's pretty,
does hate Nate.
It's a pretty tenuous link.
Yeah, I kind of liked ours better, to be honest with you. I thought we had a way better link.
The National League back-to-back question. How many National League teams ever have won back-to-back World Series? National League teams back-to-back World Series. How many have won back-to-back?
Two.
Close. Three.
Wow.
Reds in 75-76. The Giants in 21-22 and the Cubs in 06-07.
Wow.
One in the last 95 years.
Derek, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Derek.
Hey, thanks for doing this each and every week. And sorry to hear this is Rob's last one. But so tying my question to Rob, what Super Bowl-winning coach shares a birthday with Rob Brenton? Not same date of birth, but same birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Curtis, you're the birthday guy.
What is your birthday?
The last day in January.
We're very close, Rob. What's your birthday?
I know I got Jackie Robinson and I got Justin Timberlake.
Could you give me the day?
1/31, January 31st. Curtis, you're the birthday guy.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, because he looks
ago.
At websites.
He looks,
I don't
it's not like they just pop out of
his head. I don't have a categorical memory of it.
Super Bowl winning coach. I don't know. Belichick. I don't know. What do you just guess one. Belichick?
I don't think it's Belichick, but I don't have anything better.
Okay, what do you got?
I got nothing. Justin Timberlake. That's the most famous guy from my
birthday. Joe Shula.
We'll go. Don Shula.
Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson. All right. Let's see. Do I got an NFL? Who are the only two winless quarterbacks in Chiefs history? Name either one of them. Started a game, never won a game. Only losses.
Oh,
it's two of them.
I'm gonna say either Steve Palua or Mark Vlasic. I'm gonna go with Mark Vlasic.
Nope. It's Brody Croyle at 0-10 and Warren Moon at 0-1. Bud, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps. Bud.
Yes.
Let's go.
Only three men to ever play in a Super Bowl, assistant coach in a Super Bowl,
Tom
and head
Flores.
Coach.
Tom Doug Flores Peterson? Doug Peterson?
Mike Ditka?
Forrest Gregg?
Justin
Ditka.
Timberlake? Doug, is it? Honestly, it might be Doug Peterson.
When did he assistant coach in one?
Reed? Were you at the Eagles?
I would say Ditka, Doug Peterson, and Tom Flores.
Forrest Gregg?
No.
Forrest what
Gregg?
Is it?
It's Ditka, Dan Reeves, and Tony Dungy.
There you go.
What Supreme Court justice scored double figures in an NIT championship game?
Wizard White.
Gay. All right.
Yeah, you get jazz.